Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? That felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
So this is so exciting and exclusive to Steve Dale's Pet World. We are going to Hollywood for a preview of the Beverly Hills Dog Show presented by Purina, where every dog is a star. And there are lots of stars. I don't even know for sure all of them that will. I think Maria Menounos will talk to. Who knows who else we will talk to? Who else walks along that red carpet? I'm talking about four-legged stars as well. And we're going to learn about all these dog breeds. We're going to school. We will for sure talk with Mr. David Fry. He is, after all, Mr. Dog Show. If there is a dog show anywhere worth broadcasting, it is David Fry. That's the guy who always broadcasts the show. His broadcast partner, John O'Hurley. You know him, well, from lots of different things, including Peterman on Seinfeld. And we're going to learn about a great program that North Shore Animal League America is doing. It's called Mudagrees. And it's not only about saving animals, which it is, but it's also about saving kids, children, and also offering humane education. We'll learn about that in just a couple of minutes right here, where also we will attempt to squeeze in some of your phone calls. 866-554-PETS. But first, let's go to Beverly Hills. This, of course, is the amazing Maria Menounos. We're here at the Beverly Hills Dog Show.
Yes.
And I am told you are a huge fan now of, well, we know you're a fan of dogs, but also dog shows.
Oh, I love it. This is honestly the greatest day of the year for me because I get to play with dogs all day long. I get down on the ground and squish them. We bond. Yeah.
So if you could come back as any breed of dog, what would you choose?
I mean, listen, I love my babies. I have a poodle. I would say a poodle because I would want to be glamorous, fierce, and loyal, and super protective.
Perfect.
But then I love my shepherd, who's funny, protective, and a little mischievous. And I have that side.
This very special Steve Dale's Pet World is all about the Beverly Hills Dog Show presented by Purina, but we will try to squeeze in a phone call or two, 866-554-PETS. Daniel, you're on the radio.
I had a long-haired chihuahua, which I've had from birth for now, I've had her almost, well, I had her for 14 years. There was no need for a collar or a leash because we were very close. She would never leave my side.
Hmm.
If I wanted put her outside to go to the bathroom, she couldn't wait to come back inside. She would never take off. She would never run away. About a year ago, We put her in the backyard, and by mistake, the door to the backyard was left open.
Oh.
And she disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
I highly disbelieve the fact that she ran off by herself. I highly believe that she was taken. My wife feels that the dog felt she was getting old and was going to pass soon, and to prevent her from having a lot of problems over it, she just wandered off to die on her own.
Hmm.
So that's the question is, do dogs do that, or is it more likely she got taken?
Yeah, sometimes dogs or cats will look for a quiet, dark hole, literally, to die. And, you know, was your dog sick?
No.
Well, that probably negates that theory a bit. I mean, you know, so dogs don't cognitively think kind of the way you described, if I'm understanding you right. What most likely happened is the gate wasn't open previously, you know, most of the time. Could be a squirrel or another dog or something enticing ran by and your dog just went out to investigate. Could also be that your dog had the beginnings of cognitive dysfunction syndrome, so it's like an older person wandering away. I can't say for sure from where I sit. I'm saddened by it. I take it by the way you're telling the story that you never did see your dog again.
That is correct.
Yeah.
It disappeared, and that's the end of that.
Yeah, the hope is that someone took the dog in and dog didn't just get hit by a car or, you know, I assume you checked with local shelters?
Oh, yeah. Everything was done that conceivably been done.
Yeah.
And just nothing was positive.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you know. It could be that something was going on medically with the dog that you didn't know about. You know, small dogs like you describe, when they reach the age of teenage years, heart disease is not uncommon, for example, and your dog could have had a, quote, heart attack. I mean, anything is possible. I just, like you don't know, I don't know. You know, I'm sad for you, and I feel badly for you. By the tone of your voice, you're still hurting, and I totally can understand that, and I suspect your wife is too. One way of healing when you're ready might be to get another dog. Maybe a similar type dog. You will never have the relationship that it sounds like you had with this dog. So don't look for that. Just look for companionship, and if it's a younger dog, fun, and you will have that.
All right. Thank you for the encouraging words.
All right. Well, my best of luck to you, and lots of dogs at animal shelters and rescues all over, including where you are, I'm certain, and maybe you'll find love again to bounce into your life.
Thank you very much for your help.
Okay, thank you. Our phone number is 866-554-PETS. That is 866-554-7387. The broadcast of the Beverly Hills Dog Show presented by Purina will be Easter Sunday, April 1st, 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock Central Time. That is on USA Network, also on the USA Network, an encore presentation, April 2nd, 9 a.m., 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 a.m., 8 o'clock Central Time. Not used to seeing dog shows early in the morning, but that's what's going to happen on April 2nd. Then NBC, it'll be everywhere. NBC will air another encore presentation Sunday, April 8th at 1 o'clock, and that is 12 noon Central. This dog show is all about you and your dog, your best friend, watching that dog show, Beverly Hills Dog Show, presented by Purina. I'll explain in a moment, actually, from North Shore Animal League America. They will explain because they've got this great program. It's all about helping kids, really, and it's about humane education. It's called Mudd-Agrees, and you can help Purina to help the Mudd-Agrees program. All of that is next.
Let's Last night, I had a nightmare. It started out real nice. I walked out of my doggy door into this amazing backyard. Tennis balls growing on trees, a kibble fountain, a chew toy garden. Then I heard voices calling my name.
Here, Winston. Here, boy. We need you.
The cries were coming from way down in the grass. Then I heard, yummy, let's eat. That's when I looked down and my tag no longer said Winston. It said dinner.
Don't let your dog become a meal for hungry parasites. Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other parasites. It's got more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand. And you can only get Vectra 3D from your veterinarian.
Those fleas and ticks were staring at me like I was a big juicy steak. I woke up crying like a show dog with a bad haircut.
Please don't feed the parasites. Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D and get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Visit VectraPet.com to learn more.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Fluffy, puffy, cuddly, soft, quiet, sweet, curious, luxurious, playful, coy, indifferent, pedigree, domestic, long hair, short hair, hairless, careless, hot mess, tabby, crabby, calico, companion. There are a lot of words you could use to describe cats. Slow isn't one of them. And because cats are fast, there's Catigo for cats. New flea and tick protection that works at the speed of cats, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12. Catigo, made for a cat, fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
We are back with a special edition of Steve Dale's Pet World, all about the Beverly Hills Dog Show presented by Purina. But, well, really, it's about one more thing. It is about dogs. It's about our best friends. It's about the stars we have, not only the stars you see and will see on the dog show televised on USA Network and NBC, but also the star you have watching that dog show sitting next to you on the sofa, and the making of new stars. And that's what North Shore Animal League is all about. North Shore Animal League America. Jane Vitale is an old friend, and we talked about their Mudagrees program.
So first of all, Mudagrees is a play on the word pedigrees. We want to elevate the status of the shelter pet because shelter pets, they're wonderful. We love them, right?
And they've done nothing wrong. I mean, they're not there because they've done anything
That's
wrong.
That's right. And they're the mixed breed. And
they're
all just a mixed breed. We're
mutts.
All mixed breeds.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're right.
And they deserve a second chance. They deserve a second chance like we all do. And so they're just, they're wonderful. We love them. So we're trying to elevate. But what we did is we partnered with Yale University, a childhood study center, and they were setting out to write a social-emotional learning curriculum to teach empathy and resiliency as a skill, but also to enhance children's mental health, because that, of course, as we know too, is a serious concern in our country. 1 out of 5 children are afflicted with mental health issues. So,
and that's been in the news lately, you know, so we know that growing up with animals, we know this. Studies have been done.
That's right.
Kids are more empathetic. We also know that when people, whether they be adults or children, mm-hmm. are violent or abusive to animals, mm-hmm. they are likely at some point in time to be violent to other people.
That's right. That's so, absolutely right. And that's why at North Shore Animal League America, we thought, let's make this experiential. What better way to teach emotional intelligence is to bridge it with humane education.
Now, this program's been around a while at this point.
We've been around now. It started, I'm going to say, around 2010. I wasn't there at the very beginning. I've
so
been with it the last 5 years.
Okay, so it's been around a while. So
yes.
Have you seen results?
Oh, my gosh. The results we've seen. We have seen transformations. Now, it's funny. The curriculum was actually written not to have dogs in the classroom. But we thought, because we know, even just reading about dogs, talking about dogs, if I say to you, close your eyes and think about your dog, right? What happens?
Actually, we know this. So a study, oxytocin actually goes up.
That's
and,
right.
And they actually did one study where they showed some Lassie movie or something to a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
And then they peed in a cup. And they actually,
that's a new twist.
Happens after movies. And actually, their good hormones, the levels actually went up.
The endorphins.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, just like it's like when you fall in love, same ones. And you know what? It's not just for the children. It's not for the humans.
It's true.
Dog, too.
Yeah,
they know what happens with the dog.
Yeah, we now know that. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. So through knowing all of this, the scientific research, and there's still so much more to be done, but that's why we began to develop programs to enhance the mental health issues in a positive way. So what we're doing now is we're putting dogs in classrooms all day long, every day. We developed this program. In New York, we grew it from 7 schools to 43 schools. We're reaching over 27,000 children.
Why is your dog the best dog? Just say so in a couple of words, a sentence. Doesn't have to be long, and here's what happens. First of all, you get to boast about your dog. That's a good thing. Bragging on your own dog, that is always good. But more importantly, the Mud Agrees program you just heard about will benefit. So here's what you do between now and April 8th, as many times as you like. Use the hashtag BHDogShow, tagging at Purina. And Purina will donate $5 up to $25,000 to Mud Agrees to help expand their wonderful program so more schools around the country and more students in those schools can benefit.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
At the Beverly Hills Dog Show presented by Purina, it is the man who knows more about dog shows, more about dogs, more about life than anyone on the planet. Here is Mr. David Fry.
Here we are in Hollywood, or near that, at the Beverly Hills Dog Show, and it cannot be a dog show that is officially a dog show without this gentleman right here, Mr. David Fry, broadcaster of all dog shows, it seems. What is it about this dog show that is different than maybe some others?
Well, we like the fact that we're in Beverly Hills, so, you know, we always talk about the dogs being the celebrities. We let a few other celebrities into this one to kind of play with the dogs and hang out with us, but we all know that the real stars are the ones with four legs running around.
Absolutely right. Now, how many dogs are in the show approximately?
About 1,300, and 175 breeds and varieties, so there's something here for everybody, truly. And that sounds kind of trite, but that's what dog shows are all about. And when you watch the dog show on television, which you can do when? On Sunday, Easter Sunday, April 1st, from 6 until 8 p.m. on the West Coast and on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. I believe it's on at 5 o'clock. So,
and that is on?
On USA Network.
So check out.
A week later. On,
really?
On NBC on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock in the East and 10 o'clock in the West.
And so here's the thing, and you and I have talked about this. These dog shows get amazing ratings on TV. Now, I know it's because of you and John O'Hurley broadcasting the show, but above and beyond that, what do you think it is about dog shows that appeals to so many millions of Americans?
Well, because first of all, dogs are members of our family. We're used to having them around, and it's great fun for everybody. We talk about the dogs in competition and stuff, but I always tell people, these are real dogs. They're just the same as your dogs at home. They sleep on our couches and steal food off our counters and shed on our black clothes and maybe even drink out of the toilet once in a while. But yeah, the real best in show dog is the one that's sitting next to you on the couch at home anyway. But that's what appeals to it. We bred dogs for years to work for us, to be part of the labor force, do jobs for us. Nowadays, they don't get a chance to do those jobs so much anymore. But we love what that temperament is and the personality is that goes along with those traits, and they fit into our family very nicely.
And sometimes those traits are still being utilized. So I just talked to someone that happens to have a breed that is one of your favorites and mine, the Brittany, and that dog is still a field champion, which means that dog is still going out to do what the dog was, the breed was originally bred to do.
It probably happens to you in Chicago too, but when I lived in New York City and would walk my Brittany down the street, she'd stop and point every pigeon that we came across. And she was putting on a great show for everybody, but they're still wired to do those things, but instead they've moved out of the backyard, out of the garage, and now they're sitting on our couch with us.
Now, are you worried? Here's why I ask. Your broadcast partner, Mr. John O'Hurley.
Am I worried about him?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? John's become a great partner. We've done the National Dog Show for 16 years from Philadelphia on Thanksgiving Day. And now this is our second year with Beverly Hills. He's become a great partner. He's educated himself about dogs. He's fun to be around. I'll be sitting there sometime, and he'll say something, and I'll say, that wasn't John. That was Peterman. I said, where's Jerry? Where's Elaine? And he's great fun to be around. He's very entertaining, and we have a great time. And we've become very close personally as well, and that's what makes it even more fun.
Well, I must congratulate you. You have been just inducted into the Dog Writers Hall of Fame. It was a big deal ceremony in New York City in conjunction with the Westminster Dog Show that happens there. All these dog writers and people who broadcast about companion animals, they were there and gave you a round of applause and standing ovation deservedly.
I'm very flattered and honored to be in a group that includes yourself, for example, and one of my great friends through all of this. We've become very close as well by being advocates for the same things, for the dogs in our lives, the animals in our lives. Nobody does anything more for animals in this world than you do, and I'm admiring that every moment. So
thank you, but it's really about this guy, Mr. David Fry, right here in Hollywood, or almost that. Now, probably you're thinking, can I get away from him, and how quickly can I do that?
They got me wired up here.
You can't go far.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Steve, it's always great to be on with you. I'm so glad you're here with us for the Beverly Hills Dog Show. Thank you for being here.
So once again, it is all about the Beverly Hills Dog Show presented by Purina, and you can watch that dog show Easter Sunday, April 1st on the USA Network, 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock Central Time. And then again, it is rerun if you want to see it again, and who wouldn't? That is Monday morning on the USA Network, also 9 a.m. and 8 a.m. Central Time. And then NBC, an encore presentation, Sunday, April 8th, 1 o'clock, and that is 12 noon Central. Hooray for Hollywood, continuing our celebration of the Beverly Hills Dog Show presented by Purina next.
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net. Don't make him beg. It's not a pretty sight. Come back for more of Steve Dale's Pet World.
If
your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Just tripped over the red carpet. You know, we are here to help you. We are always here to help you. Red carpet, of course, at the Beverly Hills Dog Show, presented by Purina. Red carpets for celebrities with four legs and with two legs.
This, of course, is the amazing Maria Menounos. We're here at the Beverly Hills Dog Show.
Yes.
And I am told you are a huge fan now of, well, we know you're a fan of dogs, but also dog shows.
Oh, I love it. This is honestly the greatest day of the year for me because I get to play with dogs all day long. I get down on the ground and squish them. We bond. Every year there's one that steals my heart. This year it's Maverick.
Who's Maverick?
He's the Great Pyrenees.
I met Maverick.
Oh my God, isn't he the most handsome, soulful guy?
Yes, yes.
I swear in another life we might have been married or something because he just kept giving me his hand.
Oh, or his paw.
Yeah.
So if you could come back as any breed of dog, what would you choose? I'm thinking not a Cocker Spaniel.
No.
Not a Beauceron. Probably because she doesn't know that breed.
Yeah, she don't know that
breed. Yeah, so that's cheating.
I mean, listen, like, I love my babies. I have a poodle. I would say a poodle because I would want to be glamorous, fierce, and loyal, and super protective.
Perfect.
But then I love my shepherd, who's funny, protective, and a little mischievous. And I have that side.
I heard you have a new dog.
And I have a Bichon. And the Bichons just want to be loved. So I think I'm a combination of all three of my dogs.
So you just described the real Maria Menounos.
I think I did. Well, don't they say the dogs take on the personalities of your owners?
And do you think that's true?
I do. My first dog...
Or is it the other way around, perhaps?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
My first dog, Baby, who we just recently gave safe passage, was going to turn 18 this year, and she was me and a dog. She was fun and playful and, like, flirty and, like, just adventurous and independent, but then had our moments when she was vulnerable and needed her lovies and her hugs, and so I feel like she fit me the most, but, yeah, it's a tough one. It's a tough one.
What is it most about dogs that makes you think, first of all, I'm assuming something.
Yes.
Do you think you could ever live without a
Never.
Dog? Okay.
Never.
So I assumed that about you.
Never.
So why?
It hurt me
why?
The first 22 years of my life. I used to borrow people's dogs because my parents would say, Maria, no dogs in the house.
Just
and they
like
said,
that.
Someday when you get your own house, you can do whatever you want. So I ended up with 5. And so I could never live without a dog. They're everything. They're God's greatest gifts. I think that, you know, we all know about the unconditional love. But I think, like, this last year, it was even more cemented because my mom went through brain tumor surgery. I went through brain tumor surgery.
Yeah.
And they just help you heal. And so my poodle came into the hospital with me. And every day she would sit on my chest. And people thought that she was a stuffed animal. They didn't even know she was real. And she's mischievous and funny. And she swats you in the face and plays with you. And when I was recovering from surgery, it was very... You know, you can imagine brain surgery, not so easy. And she just stayed calm and she never wanted to move. She didn't want to eat. She didn't want to pee. She didn't want to do anything. She just
calm. Do you think she knew stuff that we don't know what they know, but do you think she knew stuff that you were?
Yeah, for sure. Because normally she would be super goofy and playful and be punching me in the face. And she was just super chill on me. And I think she knew her purpose was to heal. And I think she knew that, you know, there was a lot going on. I was not 100% right after
did she,
that for a
did she achieve her purpose?
Yes, she did.
Did she actually help you?
Oh, my God, yes.
So do you now understand? You know how dogs go into hospitals and nursing homes and all those sorts of... Do you now understand better firsthand in a way that otherwise maybe you didn't?
For sure. I for sure understand it on a whole other level. And,
so what
and
is
I know that she came to us for that reason. I think God sent her to us because he knew what was coming. He's like, I'm going to send you an extra special gift, and her name is Winnie.
So I've done that. I've done animal-assisted therapy, so I've been on the other end of the leash, but I've not been in that hospital bed. So what is it about having that wagging tail and that smiling face?
Yeah. It just, I think for me, like, when I came out of surgery, I couldn't see the nerve that they were really trying to remove most of the tumor from controls the right side of my face and my eye movements. And so when I came out, my eyes were flickering like crazy, and I had no balance, and I was just kind of a mess. And so to have her just keep me calm when I couldn't see, and, you know, for a little bit I had an eye patch and the whole thing, like, just to have her there, she just brought peace and comfort, and I knew that, you know, I had a piece of my life and home with me in the hospital. So I think, you know, that kind of helps you get better.
It is wonderful to see you.
Thank you.
And it is wonderful to see you at the dog show.
Yes.
More importantly than anything else,
Thank you. It is
Hollywood now officially because we're talking to you.
And we have a red carpet.
We have red carpet all around us.
We've rolled out the red carpet for the real stars, guys. They're not at the Oscars.
Yeah, exactly.
They're here.
And that would be the stars with four legs. Maria, thank you.
Thank you so much. Nice to see you guys.
But you're the celebrity. We're here to help you. That's our job. 866-554-PETS. Always feel free to call. Hello, Mary in Minnesota.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I have a problem with one of my dogs. I have a shelter dog that's going to be 12 and another dog that's going to be 4.
Mm-hmm.
Both are around 60 pounds. The younger dog has on occasion will eat her own poop and the other dog's poop. We have gone to the vet and have used the products, but it seems it always returns.
So eating her own isn't enough. She needs more.
Evidently.
Okay. Well, the fancy term for this, as your veterinarian probably said, is coprophagia. And your veterinarian may have sold you a product called Deter or another one called Forbid, one or the other. And the success rate is kind of like, you know, not so much. And what you do with these products, or Lowry's seasoning salt, is you sprinkle it on the food, right? Your dog's food. And then the theory is that coming out the other end, it will be distasteful. Is that kind of what the vet said?
Right.
And the veterinarian probably said, it's like, I'll sell this to you. It's not expensive. It's, you know, give it a try. But odds are, historically, well, it might work. Probably it may not. Is that also what he said?
Right.
Okay. So, and it didn't.
You know, it's the problem that, well, she's on the medication. It's
what medication?
Then it'll be recurring.
What medication? Oh, okay. The product. Okay. So
the product.
Sorry. Well, I mean, I don't believe there's a problem with continuing the product or transitioning to Lowry's seasoning salt and asking your veterinarian how much should I put in the food. And if it helps, you could do this for a long time, not just a week or two, but you need months until the dog gets out of the routine of trying the other dog's you-know-what or his own you-know-what.
Okay.
So you may not have used it long enough. Coming up next, as we always do, our email question of the week. You can email us, steve@petworldradio.net. This question, appropriately, actually is about, well, how do I get my dog involved in a dog show? Still to come, Mr. John O'Hurley. You know, Peterman, he will be right here.
Catago for Cats presents A Quick Joke from a Cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree?
Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them. Killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes, I am.
Catago. Made for a cat? Fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Aw, are you thirsty?
If you're a cat owner, you should know subtle behavioral changes can sometimes be early signs of illness.
Wow, you really need a brushing.
Increased thirst, decreased grooming, and many other changes can be harder to detect in cats. And cat owners may not notice a change until the disease is advanced.
You don't seem yourself lately.
That's why every cat should receive a wellness exam twice a year. Wellness exams can help your veterinarian detect, treat, or ideally prevent health problems before they become serious.
I think it's time you had a checkup.
Call your veterinarian and schedule your cat's wellness exam today. Or visit avma.org for more information. A message from the American Veterinary Medical Association and your local veterinarians.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the radio, we'll talk about heartworm. Heartworm is given as a gift to our dogs, sometimes our cats. Cats can die of heartworm as well, by the way, via mosquitoes. And as the weather gets warmer, you know, more and more mosquitoes out there. And what we'll talk about next week is something that right now the American Animal Hospital Association, the American Heartworm Society, and the Companion Animal Parasite Council are all about. It's what the CDC has been saying for protection for ourselves for many years, and that is go after the vector, which is a fancy way of saying don't let the mosquito bite you in the first place. And we'll talk about it. It makes common sense, doesn't it? And we'll talk about how you can do that to protect your dog from heartworm next week.
The Pet Health Minute, brought to you by the maker of NexGard.
When spring comes, we start saying goodbye to snow, and that means we need to make sure we're using good flea and tick protection. The southern states are typically where you're going to see more fleas because they have warmer weather year-round, and they also have more humidity. And for flea eggs to develop through the life stages into an adult flea, humidity is really important, so the conditions are really the best in the southern states. That doesn't mean if you live further north or in a dry climate, you're off the hook. There are places where you might not expect fleas to thrive, but they will find a way. Your best course of action is to talk with your veterinarian about an appropriate flea product to keep your pet protected. That's today's Pet Health Minute.
Protect your dog with the vet's number one choice, NexGard, a Foxaloner. Reported side effects include vomiting, itching, diarrhea, lethargy, and lack of appetite. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures. See your veterinarian, visit NexGardForDogs.com, or call 888-637-4251 for full prescribing information.
Three simple words. You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve@petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, I've heard you talking recently about the Beverly Hills Dog Show. Those shows look like a lot of fun. I enjoy watching dog shows on TV. I have a young golden doodle, and I'm wondering if he would have what it takes to be a dog show dog. What are the requirements? How do we know if our dog is show worthy? From John in Minnesota. Great question, John. First of all, I am sorry to report that a golden doodle is not considered by the American Kennel Club to be a dog breed. And I understand that. I mean, it's a golden retriever, right? And the doodle part is a poodle. And it's a mixed breed dog. And they're wonderful dogs. Every dog is a wonderful dog. I talked earlier about the Mutt Agrees program, right? Well, Mutt Agrees program, which helps kids, but people go to shelters, they adopt mutts all the time. Benji! There's a reboot of the Benji movie. What can put a smile on your face more than that? Nothing! You can't say Benji and not smile. And Benji, Joe Camp, who created Benji, and we'll have him on the show in a couple of weeks, he said, you know what? I want to promote shelter adoptions. And he said that back in the 1970s, and he intentionally wanted a scruffy-looking dog. And back then, they used purebred dogs, you know, for a lot of the movies. Think about it. Rin Tin Tin was golden, a German Shepherd, and Lassie, of course, a collie. So there's nothing wrong at all with golden doodles. I'm trying to make an important point of that, but not at a dog show or not a major dog show. But there are lots of other things you can do with your dog. You can have your dog participate in all sorts of different dog sports, like organized dog sports, like agility or scent work. Agility is like a obstacle course for dogs. Scent work is fun for dogs. They love it. And particularly golden doodles would love it. They do what they were kind of bred to do and look for things by their nose. That's how they look. So all of those events, maybe go do animal assisted therapy work. What a great thing to do to help other people. But a dog show with a golden doodle, I'm afraid not. Oh, poor John in Minnesota. But nevertheless, all of you can email me, steve@petworldradio.net. Is he Jay Peterman? Is he a dog show announcer? Maybe he's a little bit of both. John O'Hurley is here next.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
California.
California. Here I am. You're here all the time. It's no big deal to you. This is Mr. John O'Hurley. Needs no introduction. Broadcaster for a lot of dog shows now.
Well, two in particular, yes.
But you keep coming back to do more and more and more.
Well, this is our 17th year with the National Dog Show on Thanksgiving Day. This is our second year with the Beverly Hills Show. This is really our own show. And it gives us a chance to put together a dog show done differently.
I want his voice when I grow up, I swear. So David Fry tells me that sitting next to you in some ways is sitting next to Jay Peterman.
Uh-huh.
You think so?
Well, I don't know. He emanates from me 24/7, so I have to live with that. I don't know how to pull him apart from me. He's part of me and I of him.
David Fry?
No. Peterman.
Oh, better. Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Better. Way better. So this is what I was saying. You keep coming back to broadcast dog shows. You've now written books about dogs. This is a part of you.
Well, it really is. I've been a dog person since I can remember. I've always had a dog in my lap, and I've always said I'm a better person with a dog in my lap. Since I was 4 years old, we had our little dachshund, Taffy. I can't remember a time in my life when I didn't have a dog. Now we have three, actually.
Tell me about those three.
We have a little Cavalier King Charles named Sadie May, and a little Havanese, which is one of my favorite breeds, which is a Vets Lucy. And then I actually rescued a dog from the St. Louis Humane Society.
And this is a cool story. So there you were, mm-hmm. I think, speaking for Purina.
I was at the opening of the beautiful facility that they just opened, the Humane Society there in St. Louis, one of the best equipped in the country. And so they had a large press event, and I was hosting it. I was speaking, and I said, well, I really should have a dog in my arms as I'm talking. So I found one little dog, and what happens is dogs find you. You don't find them. And so this dog I held in my arms, and as I was holding the dog was moving farther and farther and farther and farther and farther into my jacket so that the dog entirely disappeared by the end of my remarks, and there was a tail and two little legs sticking out, and that was it.
Uh-huh.
So I finished my remarks by saying, does somebody want to go back to Beverly Hills? And so that's how we got our rescue.
And now it's called the Beverly Hill Dog Show.
Well, now it's the Beverly Hills Dog Show.
That's not how it works?
No, but that's little Charlotte. Charlotte's home right now. She's added so much energy to our lives.
So your broadcast partner is David Fry. David Fry, longtime friend of mine. If there's a dog show anywhere worth watching on the planet, he is the broadcaster. It's been the case for a long time. Here's my question. He's now in the Hall of Fame.
He was, yes. He was the Dog Show Writers of America, Association of America, put him in their Hall of Fame.
They inducted him, right?
Forcibly inducted him, I think. No, it's a symbol of a wonderful career in the world of dogs, and David probably is most synonymous with dog shows anywhere in the world.
Excellent. John O'Hurley, he's the best. Thank you.
Nice to be with you.
In all, there were 175 breeds. Did you even know there are 175 breeds? I think I was able to identify most of them anyway. And over 1,200 dogs were at this dog show, the Beverly Hills Dog Show presented by Purina. And we also did interviews with other folks where we had video, like Maria Menounos. So you could check all of that out on our website, petworldradio.net. You could check them out on my fan page on Facebook. Simply go to Facebook and under pages, type in my name, Steve Dale. So watch it, the Beverly Hills Dog Show presented by Purina. It airs Easter Sunday and then an encore performance the next day on the USA Network. And then a week later, that is April 8th on NBC. Wow, so much fun, so many wonderful dogs. So many great people out there, but most of all, an opportunity to help North Shore America's Mudagrees program. So here's what to do, and you only have through April 8th. Hopefully, because I mentioned it throughout the show, maybe you've done it already. Just in a couple of sentences, say why your dog is a star in your house. You can brag about your dog. Just hashtag BH Dog Show, you know, Beverly Hills Dog Show, BH Dog Show, and tag at Purina. Purina will donate $5 up to $25,000 to the Mudagrees program to expand the program to more schools so more kids around the country can benefit. Purina's great. Thanks for having us out. I love those dog shows that Purina sponsors. I also love the fact that More and more people, I hope, are getting the message about protecting their dogs against heartworm. I don't understand it if people don't. I mean, truly, dogs die of heartworm disease. I don't know how else to say it. It's not a threat. It's a reality. They do. We can prevent it. And next week, we will talk all about that. It's called double defense, and it's this idea of a multimodal or double defense approach. You'll hear more about that next week.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.